What pressures are you facing at the moment? What's eating away at you deep inside? Just think about that for a moment, because there's always something. And now let me ask you, what would you change if you could to give yourself a sense of peace? I recently had the opportunity to visit a friend. He's a farmer. I was heading up his way, so I decided to drop in and say hi. Now, I live in a busy, smoggy city. Yet on this farm, it was like a different world. Acres of tall, lush sugarcane, a warm, gentle breeze blowing. It was truly idyllic. But as we sat there at his kitchen table chatting over a cup of tea, what I heard is that he had all the pressures and concerns, the very same ones that those people in my bustling city had. His surroundings were different. They appeared much more peaceful. But in his heart, the issues, the pressures, the concerns were exactly the same. Sometimes we think that if we could change this or that or leave this place and move over there, everything would instantly be better. We're just kidding ourselves, because peace and joy aren't things that we acquire from our environment or our circumstances. In fact, quite the opposite. This world has a habit of robbing us constantly of our peace and joy. Now, peace and joy come from somewhere else entirely. This is how the psalmist puts it in his prayer to God, Psalm 119, verse 76. Now comfort me with your faithful love, as you promised. If you read the rest of that psalm, you discover that this man was under a lot of pressure. In fact, with enemies that surrounded him and assailed him, he was actually in fear for his very life. But he knew that in the middle of this turmoil, in the middle of a world that would rob him of everything, even life itself, peace and joy come from God. And it's funny, because without even going to that scripture, this farmer who I was visiting told me exactly the same thing. He told me how in the darkest hour of his life, he came to realize how great God's love for him really was. Doesn't matter who you are or where you live, peace and joy come from God. That's God's word, fresh for you today.